Welcome in, you guys. I am so glad you're here. This is the Worthy and Favorite Podcast with Desiree Stapleton. If this is your first time ever tuning into the podcast, I am grateful you're here. Now, I've got something to say to you. As always, are you ready? You cannot keep making decisions that are great for everybody else, but are detrimental to you. You cannot keep making decisions that are great for everybody else, but detrimental for you. You cannot keep putting your innermost wants and desires on the back burner and expect to live a happy and healthy life. You cannot keep putting your innermost wants and desires on the back burner and expect to live a happy and healthy life. Now, you may be wondering, why do you keep repeating yourself? Because we learn by repetition. We are creatures of habit. We are creatures of habit. Seriously, though. What are we doing out here? Where did we learn that this behavior is okay? When did we learn that this behavior is okay? And to piggyback off of that, since we're on the topic of treating ourselves in ways that we don't necessarily deserve, I'm speaking to a small demographic of people right now, because I feel like only a small demographic of people may relate to this. But here's to you guys. For those of you that have learned to suppress your emotions, to suppress your desires, because that is what you are expected to do, I feel for you. And I am speaking about people that have I pause because I'm trying to figure out how to not trigger someone and to still get the message across. So pardon me for the pause, but I think that statement enough, whoever needed to hear that, they received the message without me having to go into detail. For those of you that have learned to suppress your feelings, to suppress your voice, I want you to know that your voice matters. That you are seen, that you are heard, and how you feel is important. Your feelings matter too, just like everybody else's. And you are allowed to have feelings. Okay? That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say. We cannot keep putting ourselves on the back burner and expect to live happy lives. Now, I am not saying go AWOL on everybody. That is not what I'm saying. What I am saying is to reconsider and reevaluate some of your decisions with the mindset in mind of, is this decision going to get me closer or farther from what I want to see happen in my life? Is this decision going to get me closer or farther from the results I would like to see in my life? It makes it a lot easier to make decisions when you know what you want your outcome to look like. And so, if you want to be in spaces where everyone can express themselves, everyone is heard, everyone has a chance at feeling like they matter, then you have to start speaking up for yourself. You have to start telling people the truth. Not what you think they want to hear. You have to start telling people the truth. If you didn't really like this thing, but you keep accepting it, how is anyone supposed to know that you're miserable? How is anyone supposed to know that you are miserable? If you are not being truthful with them, and you aren't being truthful with yourself. If you want the life that you envision, you have to be bold enough to go out there and make it happen. And it is scary. It's scary because you wonder, okay, will people still like me? Are they going to call me names? Are they going to stop being my friend? Will they love me less? Will they ridicule me? Will they write me off? Will they still like me if they realize that I'm not superhuman and I have feelings too? I can't just tell someone that I don't like blah, blah, blah because it brings them so much joy. Well, have you ever stopped to consider that that person would like for you to be happy too? And that your happiness doesn't always have to come at the cost of something else? It's a thing. Food for thought. Food for thought. How are you feeling over there? I felt it in my spirit. I was like, ooh. Somebody's feeling convicted. As you should. Like I always say, do not be out here needlessly struggling. Go to DesireeStapleton.com. Right there on the homepage, you are going to see the Worthy and Favored community. Join that community. That is where you can go to be held accountable. That is where you can go to be seen, to be heard, to experience fellowship and communion, and be around like-minded individuals. It is truly an environment cultivated for personal growth and development. For self-love, for self-care. Now, I realized earlier I did not fully introduce myself because I had to get that message out. So, this is your first time ever coming across me in any kind of way. I am grateful for you. I'm glad you're here. My name is Desiree Stapleton of DesireeStapleton.com. I am an author. I am a full-time CEO, owner, and founder of two companies. I am a consultant and I strategize in goal fulfillment strategy. Now, what that means is I am someone that helps people make decisions that are more in alignment with their vision by helping them assess where they're truly starting and what their desired outcome is. And then helping them strategize means of goal fulfillment. So there are people out here that can help. There are people out here that can relate to you and see you for where you are, truly. Who you are, not who you want to be, but who you currently are. Okay? DesireeStapleton.com is where you can go. On Facebook and Instagram, my handle is Desiree S. Stapleton. Go over there, reach out to me, because you are not alone. This is a community thing, okay? Community. There's people out here for you. How you feeling? You good? Yeah? Okay, great. I'll see you in the next episode.